BYU insider Dick Harmon usually has a pretty good idea what's going on in Cougar Nation, and love checking in with him. Dick, welcome to the program. Appreciate your spending a few minutes here on the Morning Drive with TK.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, biggest question as your weekend approaches. Do you have some golf outings picked out here? A long weekend. I think the weather should cooperate enough for you to get at least 18 in.
Nothing planned.
but that could change, right?
A little bit of work, a little bit of yard work, and a couple of columns due today and tomorrow and Monday. I got three in a row. So
what are you working on? Tell us. I love finding out what's sort of in the hopper right now. What are you working on?
I might take a jab at a Big 12 column. I might do something along the lines of BYU basketball now that we met with Dave Rose yesterday. There's a baseball game going down here between Orem and Tempview that's pretty important. Orem's got a great team, as does Tempanoga. So just kind of debating whether to go peek in at that game a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I've got some things planned down the line for more BYU basketball and a couple of football pieces, but I'm not sure when they're going to come together.
A busy man, and all those columns are always well worth it. I love the way you weave the important, the topical with the backstories. And let's start with your meeting with Dave Rose on the news that Utah and BYU will resume the basketball rivalry November or December of 2017. How long has this been in the works? Give us an idea of Rose's demeanor about the whole thing.
Well, it's interesting, Tom. When we met with Dave Rose at 11 o'clock yesterday, this hadn't been discussed or broken. It really was in the camp of the University of Utah to make the official announcement. And so Dave didn't bring it up with us, and we weren't pressing him about that. We thought that this is pretty well buried, at least in our discussions then. This would be something that would happen down the line. But much to our surprise, we get in our cars and walk away, and all of a sudden the University of Utah pops up and announces this. It's been talked about with Dave Rose and Chris Hill for at least a few, I would say, the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's been brought up a few times. But ironically, Tom, this thing kind of turned around when the state legislature got involved, and there was an audit that was ordered of the University of Utah's athletic program, the first time that's happened ever in history. And so I think that was the impetus for a lot of different people getting involved and jumping in, maybe some big boosters, some lawmakers, and other people that said, listen, this is going to happen. It's not your program or your program. It's our program. It represents the people of the state of Utah. It represents the athletes that have been in the program now and will in the future and have been in the past for 100 years. And they have ownership and legacy, involvement in this. And then this is going to go on. So make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like it would be a pretty easy bridge, gap to bridge. And now, in fact, November or December of 2017, it's on. And are you also hearing Utah State basketball coach Tim Duryea sort of threw out something yesterday as well about, working on maybe some kind of a rivalry summit at Vivint Smart Home Arena coming, also as part of this? Is there, that would make sense, and the fans would, that would be a blast.
Well, it would be economical for these teams to gather and pool their expenses and just go down the freeway and play. It would be a big boon to BYU fans that live in the Salt Lake and Bountiful area to be able to go and see a game. It's always been well attended when BYU's played in the Vivint Arena or Energy Solutions. They've drawn a pretty good crowd. Utah State came down there and played them at least 1 year, a couple of years, and that's worked out well. I think that's something that's been on the front burner for some time. If it happens and University of Utah is involved, it won't involve a BYU-Utah game because obviously Utah owes BYU a home game down in the Marriott Center.
Right.
So if this thing resumes, it would be, in addition to that.
Gotcha.
That contract, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That would be fun. And, it's done a lot of other places. And they could put a name on it. As you said, it would be a revenue generator, and everybody would be served well by that. And you also mentioned you're working on another, sort of the build-up to these meetings coming up next weekend in Dallas. We've been talking about it for, seems like years here, even though it's only been, pretty much the last several weeks as it's approaching. Big 12 athletic directors and presidents gathering in Dallas, presumably to vote on expansion, but I guess they don't have to vote, but not voting is in a sense weighing in on it. Give me an idea where you're going with your column. You don't have to write it here, but give me something here. What is your insight telling you about this? Because you know what's going to happen if it's a negative move, to not expand, then Cougar Nation's going to be a lot of long faces.
Well, if it happens again, I think people will be down a little bit. But I think a lot of people, more than you think, are embracing independence and saying, we can schedule who we want. We can do what we want with BYU TV. It's been a great, great benefit to BYU fans to tune into BYU TV, get it on their apps, and to watch games and to watch replays of games. I've talked to people that have been at 40,000 feet over Sweden, traveling, people in China, all across the globe, down in the South Pacific. A guy watched a soccer game in Costa Rica at a restaurant.
Wow.
The power of getting the word and the games out and getting the exposure that they wanted, that is absolutely happening. The other thing is the ESPN contract's been good for BYU. It's given them a lot of exposure.
Sure.
They've been on ESPN's one of the platforms many, many times, in one way, shape, or another, and that's accessible to people across the globe, and especially here in the United States. And so if you get in a league and then you are given only like one or two games or one game on ESPN, that doesn't serve you well. So there are some fans that realize that the exposure and the enjoyment they get from that is something that they can live with. But you're right, Tom, if they're left out of the Power Five conference again. Dave Rose told us yesterday, he said, I consider ourselves a Power 5 program in every single way except the actual paperwork.
Right.
That, we're in the West Coast Conference in basketball, but other than that, we consider ourselves in and part of that. So, the identity, how many times has a BYU team played for a national championship in the last 3 weeks? What has it been, three or four?
Yeah, so, that's a great point.
So all those things are there and happening. If they can generate money, independence is still something. But you're right, Tom. This is a, and I haven't really sorted out what I'm going to do. You're right now before this decision. You're just one more barking dog out there.
And it's become
it's become an echo chamber, Tom. It's become reporters reporting on what they heard, and then other reporters taking what they heard, and then gathering it together in a column and saying this is what I think is going to happen, and blah 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 and blah blah blah. But this is a very dysfunctional conference, and the last time that this happened, I was taken right down the path, and I was wrong because I thought that they would be in the Big 12. I thought that for the past 10 years when they met back in 1990 and formed the Big 12 out of the Big 8. There were some things that happened right at the end there with the governor of Texas, who was a Baylor graduate that demanded that Baylor be. Now, look how that's turned out. They're in trouble in the embarrassment of college football.
Yeah.
So, these guys are going to get together. And, Tom, it's like getting a bunch of – well, I can't use that metaphor. That's not right. But
Dysfunctional kind of covers it. We've been talking about that. And I confess to being one of the barking dogs because – it is so important, and I know on his way out, Bronco said it's not – independence is not sustainable – they can schedule like this, and I love that aspect. But, your pathway to really being in the Final Four in the college football playoff, and I don't know, I just think for so many reasons it makes sense. And as Dave Rose said, and as we've been talking about here, in terms of, performance on the field, BYU basketball can walk into the Big 12 and compete, and BYU football is the legacy program on top of far outdistancing any of the other schools that are in there. Cincinnati and Houston, really? Memphis? When you just talk about juice, national juice, and what a program brings to a conference, BYU would have that covered in spades in football and basketball. So it seems to me that would, you know, and there's some other ancillary issues that always seem to come up when BYU is involved, and I get that, and the conference, you know, may have some misgivings about that, but I just think going forward, if this conference wants to, you know, become more relevant and not get cherry-picked in the next iteration of these expansions, they got to do something and maybe get to 12 and have a championship game that makes sense.
Well, they do, and you know, a lot of this has to do with Texas. If Texas is made whole by their dumb network, which is just costing ESPN millions and millions of dollars every year with nothing really to show for it, you know, if they realize that they are part of the problem, I mean, if they jump to another league, that problem is still going to follow them because of their contracts. So if they come down off the mountain and work with people, and I think that they are, Tom, I think that Texas realizes that this is an opportunity to do something special, and they're at the center of it. You know, and level heads really, rise up and take control of this thing, then the rest of this league will follow. But that's really the key right there. And you're right about these other teams. I mean, you know, people say there's no really viable alternative out there. Well, that's not true. I mean, I don't think those people understand the facilities that BYU has.
Right.
I mean, they've got the best basketball facility in the Big 12 if they were to go. They've got they got a football stadium that would fill second only Texas and Oklahoma, and they regularly lead the, you know, in the top three or four in the Western United States and fan attendance at their football and basketball games, especially basketball. They're probably number one or two, but I mean the numbers out there speak for themselves. And you know, you take a place like Memphis, no tradition. They've had a few days and with a 6'7" quarterback that led them to a few games. And but hey, Memphis is what, number four in the country in murders? They had over 100 murders last year in that city.
Right.
You want
that's not part of the pitch.
you want to take Baylor's athletes that have a proclivity for maybe some issues into Memphis and fight with other guys' girlfriends?
Yeah.
Over their girlfriends? I don't know. That one just doesn't make sense to me at all.
It's a head-scratcher to me, and I just wondered, I mean, if you know, if I'm one of those schools, you know, maybe bringing BYU in is maybe too much of a competitive disadvantage. You're going to bring a team in that, I mean, if you're traveling to Provo, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to win that game, you know, in football. Going to altitude, and you know, BYU's home record has been tremendous, especially in big games. And I could see that being out there. Like, well, we don't want to take them in because, you know, they're going to take some wins away from the middle or the bottom of the conference. I don't know. It just on so many levels. And, I would love to – that would be one play. I would love to be in those meetings next weekend just to know exactly, you know, the tone of the discussions, how serious they are about actually expanding. And if they're going to expand, they got to have – probably two or three of them picked out. They have to have a pretty narrow group to open it up to if they vote to expand. I mean, would you be stunned if they did vote to get to 12?
I would put the odds at this. I would say there's a 54-52% chance that they vote for expansion. And once they do that, I think it's 60-40 that BYU would be involved, because if it's a football decision, there's no other football decision that they can make
right. That
would take the brand, the legacy, and immediate credibility for a program that's averaged 9 wins over the last 10 years, never been put on probation, fan base worldwide. It's a no-brainer. So I'd say 60-40 BYU's in, 52% that they expand. And the 2% is mainly that thing about Texas.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the one thing, Tom, a competitive thing. If you go and if you were to survey the athletic directors in the Mountain West Conference, in the West Coast Conference, and the Pac-12, they will all tell you that their revenues have taken a spike when BYU comes to town.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a big thing for them, and you know, to realize another 1,500 to 2,500 tickets in their stadiums and a lot of their arenas, and these athletic directors know that in the Big 12, but. It's the coaches. I mean, some of the coaches are afraid of playing BYU.
Yeah.
If you can believe it, because of the older athlete return missionary stigma.
Yeah.
And they gripe and they whine about it.
Yeah.
And they do. They've done that to the president and their athletic directors.
Yeah, that to me, I mean, I'd be more concerned with going to Provo at altitude and playing a really good team than those other things. But, you know, we could go on. And I know we may be checking back with you, in 10 days' time, depending on what comes out of Dallas. So certainly all eyes in Cougar Nation are going to be on there to see the tone and the tenor and to see actually what comes out of there, because we could all be pretty busy dealing with some pretty interesting things, or it'll be same old, and you'll have to write some uplifting columns to get people away from thinking about it.
I don't know. I think the depression cloud is probably a little bit overplayed with BYU fans, because this schedule coming up, if they make schedules like that in the future,
it's going to
be a great benefit.
That's
to
a
BYU
great
fans.
That's a great point. The here and now with the teams coming up in September and October, this coming season, it's going to be great, and it would be difficult to match that if you were in the Big 12. Hey, Dick, we'll cut you loose. Have a great holiday weekend. Thank you so much for spending some time here on the Morning Drive. Dick Harmon with the Deseret News, longtime Cougar insider and a go-to guy whenever we really need details and insight. Thank you so much, Dick, for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.